Coming up next Saturday night is the fall equinox. Picture it. Earth is angled perfectly sideways. Neither pole is tipped toward or away from the sun. And, as the saying goes, days and nights are therefore equal. Except it's not true. It would only be true if our planet had no atmosphere. But since the air bends the sun's image upward so much that it rises and sets several minutes earlier and later than it would otherwise, it means that days and nights are not equal on the equinox. Those extra 5 minutes of daily undeserved sunshine push the true date of equality into the following week. And even then, it's not strictly accurate to say day and night are equal because of twilight. The brightest post-sunset glow is called civil twilight, not because people are more civil to each other, but because most municipal ordinances do not require streetlights to be on until the end of civil twilight, which happens about a half hour after sunset. Next comes nautical twilight, which is still fairly bright. At its end, the sun is 12 degrees below the horizon, and mariners can no longer perceive the horizon because the sea blends in with the sky. There's also a third, even murkier realm called astronomical twilight. When it ends, the dimmest stars are out, and full darkness is upon the land. Now, if we consign astronomical twilight to the night category and consider useful daylight to end with nautical twilight and add in those twilight times, both at dusk and dawn, we find that we don't have equal day and night until sometime in November. Only then, and lasting just 3 months, do we have more actual night than usable daylight. So the equinox has always represented balance, when the seasons hang in a momentary equilibrium of natural poise, with food and harvest still abundant before rushing headlong into winter darkness. For Strange Universe, I'm Bob Berman.